We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Joe, jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now to talk to CBS's own Charles Davis, our buddy. Charles, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Charles. Not as good as you, but we're doing okay, man. We're doing all right.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Man, your first game with a CBS team, I thought it was going to be a good game. I thought we're going to see big growth on the Browns with all those sexy names at skill positions. And the Ravens just pounded them. That might have been the biggest surprise of week one for me. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think we all went into it thinking that we had a chance to have a good game. We had a fear that we would get what we got because we thought the Ravens were really good. And I didn't see how they weren't going to be even better with the additions of Calais Campbell, Derek Wolfe. Brandon Williams gets to move back to the middle, so the run defense ostensibly is going to be better. Patrick Queen. I mean, I just don't know that an organization in the league had a better year, a better offseason, draft, free agency than Baltimore did. Now, some had good ones, don't get me wrong, and you could argue that maybe they had as good an offseason, but in my opinion, no one had a better one. So we were eager to see that, eager to see the growth of Lamar. But on the flip side, we had to keep reminding ourselves that this Baltimore team has continuity. And that's a word you're going to hear out of my mouth a lot this year, guys. With everything that happened with COVID, no OTAs, no mini camps, no preseason games, I do think the teams with real continuity, head coach, coaching staff, star players, core players, have an advantage, and I thought we saw that in the first week. Kansas City on opening night, very impressive. Baltimore, very impressive. Tennessee, they didn't play a great game, but they got a lot of continuity, found a way to win, even though their field goal kicker tried his best to kick it away. So I feel like you did, but the bottom line is third and two, a little bit more than a minute and a half. If Odell Beckham catches that ball that Baker Mayfield puts on him, they at least probably get a field goal going into the half, and we have a 17-13 game. Instead, he drops it. They miss the field goal. Baltimore goes down, scores. It's 24-6, and now it's 88 and out the gate.
Yeah, that changed the whole thing. Wow.
Right, and I think that you said it right with the teams that have been together and then versus the teams that have new offenses or new coaches or new anything, because Brady, Phillip Rivers, guys like that in their first week didn't play as great as they probably wanted to in their openers for their new teams. And that has a lot to do with what you said, right?
As we think they will. So some of these teams, we may have to just adjust things to say, and you hate to say it, and Joe is a guy who played and played at the highest level, the idea of treading water in any locker room is anathema. No one wants to hear that. We're not treading water. We're going to win every week, right? But these teams who are on what I'm going to call a six-week program, because you can do all you want with the Zooms and everything, and all that's great, but the truth of the matter is on the grass, really doing things, and don't forget ramp-up period and all that, it's 6 weeks.
Right.
Stefanski in Cleveland, 6 weeks, right? You're talking about, every new coach, Matt Rhule and his group in Carolina, 6 weeks. That's what we're talking about. And teams we think that might be good there, I'm thinking the second half of the year is when they probably get dangerous. Phillip Rivers adjusting to Indianapolis, 6 weeks. I think the second half of the year, but they're going to have to tread water in the first half, perhaps.
Hey, Charles, I want to ask you about Cam Reed and the Reed option. It led and was the big stinger for 217 yards on the ground against the Dolphins defense.
Yeah.
Surprised at all that he carried the ball that much, or were you expecting he was going to be back to old Cam?
I thought something in the middle there, frankly. I didn't expect 15. I thought we'd get a good 7 or 8, truthfully. At his age, coming off the injuries – I thought there might be a little bit more of that protection, but he looked like a frisky young Colt out there. And how about Josh McDaniels and what he dialed up for him in order to give him extra people? That offensive set, that one with, what, seven offensive linemen, fullback, right, tight end, the whole deal, it reminded me, and you know, we've talked about this, guys, the college game and the pro game are mashing together more and more. That reminded me of when I saw Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game one year with Brett Bielema. Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator. They trotted out something very similar in that game against Nebraska. They called it the barge formation. And they just battered them with it. And that's what it is. It's a power set. Here's everyone up there. Try and stop us. And then you have a 250-pound quarterback running behind it. It was very impressive that way. We'll see how we do going forward. And I'm really excited to see them go to Seattle and Cam and Russell Wilson match things, because – now the ball may have to be in the air a little bit more for New England. And now we'll see where Cam is in the throwing game with the Patriots.
Charles, as you can only imagine down here, especially in South Florida, a Dolphins fan all over social media, after Ryan Fitzpatrick throws his second interception, forget about the third one, you can imagine what social media and what media guys
are talking about. You know where it's going, Charles. Go ahead.
Right. When do you pull the trigger, Charles? Right.
No. The social media I saw all said, oh, no, Fitzy the entire year, no doubt. I'm just kidding. You guys know that. And you guys were more than prepared for it. I don't know who won the pool, because I know you guys had a pool about when's going to be the first time that it's a full-throated roar to go get him out. So whoever, you can already declare a winner, right? But that's not a surprise. This is up now to Brian Flores as a head coach, Chris Greer as a GM, you know, obviously in conjunction with the ownership, to understand where they are as a franchise, what they're trying to build, and making sure that they bring that young quarterback along the right way. It's one game with Fitz. And by the way, if you haven't followed Ryan Fitzpatrick's career, you know there's some clunkers in there. That's been the biggest thing that's kept him from being a full-time starter every place he's been, because when it's like the old nursery rhyme, when he's good, he's very good. But when he's bad, sometimes, and I hate saying that because he's one of my favorite people in the league. I love Ryan. Everybody loves Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's not to love? And he is so much fun to watch when he's on his game, but he'll throw those clunkers in there. And you know, and that's what you have, a little patience. They're going to have to, you know, ride with him for a while longer. He knows his role. He knows when it's time to step aside. I don't know that after one game that this is the right time, but none of us are surprised that the yelling has already begun.
It's hard, you know, the New England thing, and I know there's a culture up there on how to win, and it's still strong as can be, but Josh Allen and the Bills look like such a complete team. I don't see a lot of holes in that group. What are your thoughts as they get ready to come to Miami?
Yeah, the only hole that they have, truthfully, in my mind, it's figuring out that they are the bully of the block and not, well, we hope to be the bully of the block.
That's true.
Because I've talked to people in Buffalo, and their thing is very simply, they much rather have New England carry the mantle. They don't want to be the front runner. They don't want to be that team. And they don't do it totally. I don't think it's all out of fear. I think a lot of it is just very simply, we haven't proven it yet. As somebody highly placed in their organization said to me, and I thought it was really apt, they said, you know, since we've been here, GM, head coach, this group, we're 0-6 against the Patriots. Why should we be the favorites? And I said, yeah, but that's 0-6 with Brady there and this and that. Yeah, they're like, yeah, but still, it's 0-6 against the Patriots. So that's what they're counting on. I think you're right. It's a very complete football team. They are my pick to win the East, the AFC East. Buffalo is. But I do think New England's going to press hard for a playoff spot. I mean, I think Bill Belichick's going to have more fun coaching this year than he's had in a long time. Similar to Pete Carroll when Seattle went through the transition of losing the Legion of Boom and all those veterans, where Pete could finally come in and not have to have a debate every day. He could come in and coach his team instead of throwing something on the board and, yeah, coach, what do you – geez, can I just coach the team? And now he's coaching that team, and you see the results in Seattle. I think Bill Belichick has the same thing, just different. It's not a debate. It's just fresh blood, young kids, and anyone who was doing Subway commercials in the off season heading into this one knew something more than we did, because I think he was going. I think he knew this was going to be fun for him again to be that type of a coach.
Yeah. Charles, thank you, buddy. I know we got to let you run. I can hear them clicking, going, Joe, shut up so he can go. We got a lot of work to do with Charles Davis. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, great to talk with you guys as always. Thanks, you take Charles. Care of yourselves. We'll talk down the road.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.